This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty, who runs the rivers and lakes.
He's Allah Almighty,
who runs the clouds full of rain.
He's Allah Almighty, who forgives us when we commit many sins.
Allah Almighty.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala Rasulihil Kareem. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa lillahi al-asma'ul husna fad'uuhu biha. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. Wahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Dear viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, meaning may the peace, mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon all of you. We were discussing in the last session about the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet again, we will continue with more names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this session. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Khallaq. Al-Khallaq is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran in Surah Hijr, Surah number 15, ayat number 86. Al-Khallaq is the superlative of Khaliq. He is the master creator. I mean, there is no one who is better than Al-Khallaq, the master creator, the supreme creator. And how can we analyze this? That he is a supreme creator. Again, people need to ponder. We need to reflect around us and within us in order to understand Al-Khalaq, the master, the supreme creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, in Surah Ghashiyah, Surah number 88, ayat number 17, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he invites our attention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, don't you see how we have created the camels? Allah used especially the camel. Why? Because there are so many scientific facts. This animal is unique. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting us. Al-Khallaq is the one who created the camel, who can sustain by preserving and reserving its food for a long period. Allah says, ponder on that. Ponder on that. Reflect upon this. And then Allah says, look at the sky. Reflect upon it. To which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised high. Absolutely perfect. This is the power of Al-Khallaq. He is the master creator of everything. And then, look at the earth. Look at the earth, how it is spread across. How it is spread across. Look at it. When you travel across, when you travel around, you will see the beauty. You will see the magnanimity. You will see the power of Al-Khallaq. He is the master creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the best and the master and the supreme creator. Al-Khallaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is also Ar-Ra'uf. Ar-Ra'uf means the compassionate one. He, Ar-Ra'uf, is the one who is the most compassionate to his slaves. Ar-Ra'uf is the one who loves us a lot. I want to ask you this question. How much does your mother love you? What kind of compassion does she have for you? You won't imagine that. Then how could we imagine the compassion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Ra'uf, has for all of us? Allah is Ar-Ra'uf. He is Ar-Ra'uf, the most compassionate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman is mentioned by the name as Surah in the glorious Quran. Open the Quran, read it. Surah number 55 is titled with the name Ar-Rahman. And how does Allah starts? Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Quran. The most gracious God who has taught the Quran. Ar-Rahman signifies the vastness of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His mercy is encompassing the entire universe. We can't imagine that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman. It is such a great name of Allah that in every surah and the beginning of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used Ar-Rahman after Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says from the beginning of the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious and the most merciful. This is the name which is repeatedly used in every surah of the Quran except Surah Tawbah. Ar-Rahman signifies the vastness of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Ar-Rahman, the most gracious. No one can compete. No one can come in the race of His grace. We all need His grace. We need Him so that He will be graceful to us. He is Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman, the most gracious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahim. Subhanallah. Allah is Ar-Rahim. What does Ar-Rahim means? Ar-Rahim means entirely and eternally merciful. He is the God of mercy. He is the God who is absolutely merciful, entirely merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Allah is most gracious and most merciful. Both these words, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, both these words, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, comes from the root word Rahm, Rahma. This word Rahma, subhanallah, if we look at the meanings of this, it means to take care of something which is appropriate, which is with complete knowledge. With that, you need to ponder how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care out of His mercy, the entire creation, out of His mercy. All of the people are living in a better way. Whatever their conditions, they have the element of mercy. And out of 100 parts of mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of 100 parts of mercy, He shared on the face of the earth only one part. As a result, we see all the creatures are dealing with each other out of mercy. Out of mercy, we got the result that a mother loves and does everything for her children. The father, he loves and brings the better. The breadwinner, he does everything out of his mercy. It is with the mercy that we see even the animals with each other, to their beloved ones, have that mercy. That element of mercy is there all across, in all the humans, with their beloved ones, in all the creatures, with their loved ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all merciful. And wallah, we will never enter into Jannah only based on our actions. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, none of you will enter into Jannah. Look at the significant feature of this. Look at this. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, none of you will enter into Jannah. And the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, they asked, even you, Ya Rasulullah? Because he was the best slave of Allah. Even you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even you will not be able to enter into Jannah with your actions? He said, yes, it needs to have the mercy of Allah for us to get into Jannah. We need to understand this fact that we need to seek the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how many actions, good actions that you do, no matter how good that you do in this world, you might be doing sujood thousands times a day, every night, every day, you are in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet it does not qualify you to get into Jannah. It needs the mercy of Allah, because Jannah, we will talk about it after a short break. Don't go away.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah.